Tonight's the night. Good evening and welcome to the 10 Radio Election Special. We are doing interviews all through this week with our candidates in the area for the county council elections that are happening on May the 2nd. And this evening we're very pleased to welcome James Hunt into the studio, the Conservative candidate for our Upper Tone ward. Good evening, James.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. You are our second guest in our group of candidates, and we're very pleased to be able to try and understand what everyone has got to say and why they're doing what they're doing and putting themselves up for election. But just briefly for our listeners, I'll just explain for them. You live in Wellington and you are a district councillor on Taunton Deane Borough Council.
That's correct.
And a councillor in Wellington as well. And you've been doing those roles for quite some time now.
For 2 years. Mm-hmm. 2 years since the last Deane elections. For 3 years I was elected on a by-election temporarily to the Wellington Town Council, which I very much enjoyed and wanted to continue with. So,
and what made you go into politics? Why did you want to do what you're doing? Party politics particularly?
Well, party politics, we'll come back to in a second. Why I want to become a local councillor is for the same reason I suspect many people want to get involved in the communities. Is I sat at home, I watched the news, I read the items in the paper, I thought, why did they make those decisions? Why do people do those things? Why couldn't, you know, it would have been much more obvious to do something different. Why don't these people understand? And for many years I did that. I thought, it's always the same. And eventually, bit by bit, I started to realise that it doesn't have to be everybody else that does these things. We can do something about it ourselves. If you really believe that something could be changed, then rather than complain about it, why doesn't somebody else do it? You should do it yourself. So I decided to try and get involved.
And why did you join the Conservative Party? And what are its values that you want to encourage other people to support?
You're making this very political. But the Conservative Party, like any political party, is a broad concept of similar-minded people who have similar ideas. My ideas, the reason why I'm Conservative, is because I believe that people should take responsibility for their lives. They shouldn't expect the government to do everything for them. Now, I'm not saying everybody does that, but clearly there's a lot of people who expect... receive a lot from the government and don't think they should give anything back, and I'm very much against that. I think people should give something back to the community, and in the same ways they should work hard to earn some money to contribute back, in the same way as everybody else does. So that's my sort of general sort of principle for being Conservative. But I don't think these elections are about party politics. These are elections about the person who's going to represent Upper Tone doing the very best for the area where they live.
That's I understand what you say, but the election can't be divorced from the political parties who
Absolutely
are standing
not.
In it. And
no.
we've got four guests during the week who are going to come and tell us what they
sure
believe.
And they're very much going to concentrate on, I suspect, national policies, except for one who's going to concentrate on telling everybody about, they shouldn't be concentrated on national policies, they should be concentrated on not even having anything to do with parties at all. But it shouldn't be about that, but while it is, I wanted to represent the party that I thought offered the best to the community. And the Conservative values for Somerset County Council are reducing the cost of the council on the public by, rather than cutting services across the board, rather than continuing to borrow money up to the maximum which the Liberal Democrats in the last election were getting very close to, and it now costs us £100,000 a week, which is equivalent of a new school every 6 weeks, to pay the interest on that debt. Rather than going on that way, we want to reduce the debt by reducing the number of offices we have, and that's one of the pledges the Conservatives are working on at the moment. Fewer offices around the county, thereby saving money. Yes, it costs a little bit of money to make county halls a more efficient working environment for more people to be there, rather than going through that process of borrowing money to top it up using the reserves, it's about good financial management.
Okay, so I would like to not concentrate on national politics, as you just suggested. I want to talk about local issues.
Excellent.
Because listeners in Wiverliscombe and the Ten Parishes and beyond, because the Upper Tone ward covers the north of Wellington and goes around the west of Wellington and even down to including Sanford Arundel. So it's
all the way around to Ford Street, which is just slightly north of the Wellington Monument.
So it's covering a lot of areas, but most of those areas, with the exception of centres like Wiverliscombe and Milverton, are rural areas.
Absolutely.
And the issues that these people here, I think, are interested in are those issues that affect people with rural isolation and so on. And I'd like to talk to you about cuts to libraries. Now, that's been a very emotive subject, and it still goes on. And 2 years ago, the County Council decided to suggest to close Wiverliscombe Library. And there was a very strong feeling in this area, not just in the town, but the hinterland too, that people did not want this to happen. And that battle was fought and actually won, and the library exists in its form that it did then. But what are you going to assure us, the voters, about your future moves on libraries and your treatment of libraries and making them into community hubs and so on?
Okay.
And not doing the statutory duty that you are supposed to be doing and providing a library service for us, the voters?
Well, first of all, the library issue, I think, was not the best choice. I mean, many people know that. It wasn't the best choice by the County Council. Quite rightly, the end result was that many of those planned closures were reversed. But it wasn't a situation that was only with the County Council. It was many county councils around the entire country of all political orientations, whether they were of no overall control, Labour, Liberal Democrat, all looked at libraries as a way of saving money. That aside, there are no plans for any more library closures that I'm aware of. In actual fact, in the recent budget, for the first time in many years, going back through the last administration, a significant amount of money has been provided for new books. And I think that shows the commitment the current administration has towards the libraries.
I think that people don't have the confidence in the fact that there might not still be a continued threat to libraries, because I do...
Okay, well, I can assure you that if I have anything to do, there will be no threat to libraries. Now, if I'm successful, I will be a new councillor and maybe not have quite as much influence as some of the existing councillors, but I will do my very best to ensure and fight the cause of libraries. And I want to commend the people of the area for standing up for the library, because that's what I want to encourage, people to take community involvement. And if something's happening with the county council they don't agree with, then they should do exactly what they did, stand up for it. And the people of Wiverliscombe did the right thing and they were successful.
But for example, had they not been so encouraged to stand up, and 200 people, in fact, I think 212 people and a dog fitted into the community centre to tell David Huxtable that they did not want our library closed. It took a lot of effort and subsequent effort on the part of Friends of Wiverliscombe Library and Friends of Somerset Libraries to fight the battle. And it had to go to judicial review eventually, which the County Council lost.
No, absolutely, I agree.
And it cost a lot of money.
I'm disagreeing with you. It did, and it was wrong, I agree.
So can you guarantee, and this is actually part of a question.
I can't guarantee. I will do my best to fight it. If it's a policy that's suggested, I can't guarantee that. Clearly not. I'm an individual. I'm not even been elected yet. But I can guarantee that I will do my best to ensure that the library stay open as an individual, as part of a council, if I'm successful.
Well, let's hope so. That was part of a question from a listener. So we are, you know, we can't guarantee on the libraries. Can I talk to you about cuts to the arts? Somerset cut the
arts funding.
Are
we going to concentrate on cuts on everything?
Mostly yes, because this is what people are experiencing and will go into the polling booth with in their forefront of their minds, won't they?
But this is what all the candidates are saying. The Conservatives are running the council, they're making all the cuts. But let's face it, whoever runs the council will have £20 million less to run the budget with than they did 4 years ago. You can't run the same services on £20 million fewer pounds. Somewhere along the lines, something has got to be changed. Now, we're trying to do it by by making savings by reducing the numbers of staff, where we can remove unnecessary job roles by reducing the number of buildings to save on heating, lighting and maintenance of additional buildings. But whoever it is that gets involved, whoever is successful in running the council, whether it's a strong party with a majority or whether it ends up being a coalition effectively because there's no overall control, they will have to make those decisions. And those people who are standing for election along with me will, and I'll, on that basis, I'll come back to this in a second, but I attended a candidate meet the candidate event in Langford Budville last night, attended by only four of the candidates. I'll notice that the Liberal Democrat didn't bother to come. One of the people asked one of the candidates there, what would you cut? And as a opposition member, he was unable to say anything. He did not know what he would be reducing. And that's the problem, you see. The Conservatives have a well-defined manifesto of what they will be doing. But unfortunately, some of these other parties do not know. They just tell you they'll be doing it, but they don't know what it is they'll be doing.
OK, so you are in authority at the moment at County Hall. So
not me,
you know,
the Conservatives.
The Conservatives.
Yes.
So you know what you're doing. And we've seen the personal message from John Osman and we've looked at the manifesto and we understand what you're saying. But I guess people will be cynical and say, but look, what cuts have happened. And I do want to go back to the cuts to the arts, to
sure.
cut the arts budget by 100%. What kind of message does that send out to the rest of the country?
I don't think the arts budget has been cut by 100%. The way the money has been made available to the arts has changed. And I understand that money has been organised towards certain areas. The general budget has just been rearranged. Yes, there is less money for the arts. And it was a question that was asked at the candidates' meeting in Langford Budville last night. And I want to thank the 29 people that came who wanted to take an interest for doing that and asking us some very searching questions. And as I assured the lady who asked that just that question, I personally very much involved in the arts. I came out to the Somerset Art Week's events, to one of the ones in Wiverliscombe last September, and had a look around. Was very much pleased to see that people take an active part in the arts. And I know that you probably will get on this in a second. The Brew House was very much a part of that. And I will do everything I can to support the arts because I believe I'm a local musician. I like to play the guitar in my band, and I'm very much involved in that side of things. But you know, it's again, somewhere along the lines, if you're going to be reducing budgets, you've got to find those places where it has the least impact on the vulnerable and the most in need in society.
But if you cut a budget by 100%, the message was sent out. The message was sent out to the Arts Council, who said, well, if the County Council isn't supporting arts in that county, why should we bother? And they cut their funding. And part of the knock-on of that was
I believe the Arts Council had already cut their funding before the County Council did.
That I will listen to you and defer to you. I don't know the background to that, but certainly the Arts Council funding is hugely reduced. And
sure.
obviously cutting by 100% and forcing people to do things either totally differently or not at all makes our lives much less rich.
I agree.
And so, OK, you're telling me you've got a choice between a rock and a hard place, but to cut 100%, I think that's fairly staggering, isn't it?
But the thing is, when you make a reduction in budget like that, it's not the gone forever. It may be that the art budget is changed this year. It may be changed next year and the year after. That's not to say that 2 years, 3 years, the County Council will be able to say, we've done a really good job, we've reduced the debt, we now have a little bit more money to spend, we can now give some money back to the arts.
Mm.
It's not there for. It's not necessarily a decision forever.
Well, I hope not. I hope not, because it makes it very tough for creative industries here, who are a great deal more have a great deal more economic input into this county than, for example, agriculture, mm-hmm. which people have a sort of rather skewed angle about. But let's move on to something else: community transport.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your manifesto, in the next 4 years, the Conservatives say that you'll be continuing to work with local people to provide community transport, support, improve community transport schemes. But it is a fact that Wivy Link, which is our community transport here in Wiverliscombe in the 10 parishes, but actually Wivy Link picks up from 26 parishes and spreads right across the area. We here on WivyLink receive £1,000 a year at the moment from Somerset County Council, and at the end of the financial year in March 2014 that stops, and we've been assured as a community that there is no more money. How is that supporting community transport in Wivy and the Ten Parishes?
It's an interesting question. I wasn't aware until I was at the Milverton annual parish council meeting the day before yesterday that was something that was happening, and it does seem to be a bit of a contrary way to deal with things. But unfortunately, I'm not aware of the background to that, so it's very difficult for me to answer that question. But I was very impressed with the people I spoke to from WivyLink yesterday about the service that they offer and the huge numbers of people in the local area that get involved. I think it's fantastic. I just I have to admit that at the moment I can't answer that question very well for you.
OK, well, in your ward, were you to win the election, you will see WivyLink vehicles around a great deal, and perhaps you need to find a little bit more about that. But I can
Absolutely.
Let you know that £1,000 is being stopped from the county, whereas Taunton Deane Borough Council give £10,000 towards WivyLink and the running of the community office and the administration in the form of a service level agreement. Wivliscombe Town Council also has a service level agreement with WivyLink, and £4,000 comes in pure donations from travellers, from pensioners,
sure.
from people locally.
But I do understand that the County Council do give a discount, allow a subsidy for so that the cost of the actual transport is less.
They have bus passes, so get a subsidy, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, which happens nationally. So I don't think that's unique to Somerset County Council.
But it's not a bus service, is it?
It is not a bus service.
So a bus pass wouldn't apply to it, but they're allowing the bus pass to apply to it. So in actual fact, it is helping where it didn't have to.
Mm. So were you to win the election, James, then possibly this might be an area that you could find more out
Absolutely,
about.
Absolutely, yes.
And
yes.
discover a bit more.
I'm sure there are many, many areas of the County Council that, like many people who live in the area, I don't know too much about.
Mm.
And that's part of the learning process of becoming a County Councillor. You couldn't be an expert in all the areas before you get elected, because there's just too large an area. And most councillors, when they take up their roles, whatever council, will take an interest in particular areas. It might be an area within the council that too many other people aren't involved in, so they can fill a gap, or it might be something they can learn from somebody who's already very experienced in that area, and that's certainly something I would like to do. My particular interests are the arts, because that's one of my interests, and with community transport hasn't been one of those, so maybe that's one of the ones that I could concentrate on.
Something to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk to you about council tax, talking about funding? Why don't you, as a Conservative council, increase council tax? Are you keeping the rate at zero, you know, and saying we haven't raised council tax for X years, as merely a vote winner?
People tell you that the times are hard. It's been really difficult. The one thing, by keeping the council tax on an even keel over the last 4 years, the county council's portion, because obviously parish councils, the police, fire authorities, the district council all set their own part of the precept. So even though the county council may have kept the council tax zero, it may still go up a bit if your local parish council puts a little bit on. The one thing that people will be able to know that the last 4 years is that the council tax has not changed. So they've not had to budget for a council tax increase amongst the many other cost pressures that have had. Now, the one thing we can't guarantee is that council tax is going to have to be can be kept at zero for years and years in the future. All we can do is try and do our best while the government is giving us an opportunity to make up some of the extra that we need, with council tax being left at zero, is we're concentrating on reducing those parts of the cost to the council that we can realistically do, reducing the buildings, staffing costs, efficiency savings, and maybe in a couple of years' time, when they look at the budget again, they'll say that we've done all those things now, we've saved the money in a different way, now it's time to look at putting some more council taxes.
If you raise council tax, you would raise money to assist with your budget. And for those people who could not afford council tax, sure, they would, they would get benefits anyway. If they're on benefits, receipt of benefits, they would be exempt from having to pay council tax.
Yeah, but
so
yeah,
the people who can afford to buy the services that the county is offering should pay.
I think if you walk down the street and say, oh, I've got plenty of money, and talk to people, they wouldn't all be telling you, well, I've got plenty of money, I can pay a bit of extra council tax. I'm more than happy to do that. Everybody will say that, you know, times are hard. We need to, we need to save money where we can. But it's a interesting question.
I think it would be preferable to pay a little more on council tax, which people can pay on direct debits and so on, rather than have whole services cut, like the cuts to youth services here in Wiveliscombe. The cuts I've mentioned to community transport, the cuts to arts, all of those areas that are, and many others that we haven't time to touch on.
I agree. And many people will say, I'd rather pay a little bit more on my council tax and keep my youth services because they're the things I'm interested in. And some people say, I'd rather pay more on my council tax give more to the arts. But a lot of people will say, I don't use the arts. I don't use the youth services. I don't drive a car. I don't use the roads. Why do I have to keep paying extra council tax to do those things for other people? So there's arguments both ways.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. It would be interesting to hear what listeners would think on that one. Let me ask you a question from a listener. How do you plan to respond to the planned badger cull, particularly considering the very polarised views and the potentially divisive impact it could have on the local community?
It's a question that wasn't asked at the Meet the Candidates meeting last night, but it was talked about amongst me and several people, local landowners and people who have an interest. And there are a lot of pros and cons for and against the badger cut. I have to say, I'm still one of those people who isn't sure which is the correct way to deal with it. So one of my roles will be to continue to find out more, try and understand more from the people what's the best way forward. Unfortunately, it's quite a well-divided subject, and whichever way it goes, somebody's going to be upset.
I think more than upset, yeah, certainly, because it's happening right on the doorstep.
Absolutely.
Of Wiveliscombe here.
Yes,
I
believe we've had quite a famous person in the area recently on campaigning for that.
Mm. And we've covered last year when the threat was here, we covered the badger cull quite effectively on 10 Radio, and we plan to do it again as it comes up. So another one to look out for. Another question. Somerset County Council has been in favour of the proposed Hinckley C nuclear facility. Last year, yet another epidemiological study showed the incidence of leukaemia to be twice as high in children living close to nuclear power stations as those living elsewhere. Are you at all concerned about the standards for so-called safe radiation emissions from nuclear plants?
I think it's been well proven that as nuclear energy has developed since the early phase of building nuclear power plants, they've improved massively since then. And those studies almost certainly relate to nuclear power stations that were built at earlier times. Now, I'm not an expert on leukemia rates near nuclear power stations, but I can tell you that while I would be like anybody concerned if that was the case, we have an energy crisis in this country. European legislation tells us that we have to reduce our emissions from coal-fired power stations, and as an alternative, we have to find other ways of generating electric. And alternative energy, while contributing, is not contributing nearly enough to fill the energy gap as it stands at the moment. And I very much suspect that if we built in nuclear power stations in this phase, it will probably be the last set, because it is a developing technology. They will improve, and there are other ways of developing energy. They're just not quite there yet.
But with regard to the effects it has, and particularly on child leukaemia, would you be keen to lobby for more effective ongoing monitoring of the conditions that appear to obviously be happening in clusters around these
without knowing exactly how much monitoring is going on and whether it's sufficient, I wouldn't know whether I would need to lobby for it or not. So let me say that if there's a need for it, I'd be happy to take part in that. If there was a need, I don't know if there is or not.
Research says so. We are both unaware of that. Let's move on to perhaps the last topic before we finish. The Ten Parishes, which is what this patch is called within your ward that you're hoping to win. The Ten Parishes is generally independent-minded when it comes to party politics. How would you convince voters that you'll put community first before party?
Do you really believe it's independently minded, or do you think maybe it's just independently minded in Wiveliscombe?
I fully and absolutely believe it's independently and quirkily minded.
Really? Because you already have a Conservative councillor, a Conservative county councillor, who obviously was elected with majority of Conservative votes, so that would suggest, on the whole, it's more likely to be a Conservative area.
But I must say that it was a vastly reduced majority from the previous election, when the previous Conservative councillor was holding the seat.
Well, that might depend on how much work he did. One of the things that I've certainly done, and I'd like the opportunity to just mention that, is I haven't concentrated my efforts in just one area. Since I was asked to stand, I've made sure that I've been round all of the parishes in the area, not just concentrated on Wiveliscombe. I've been to the parish councils. I've continued to tell me they haven't seen any of the candidates take part in their parish council meetings. I've been round and visited the villages and talked to the people. The first thing I did was take out a survey and people tell me what it is that you want a candidate, a representative to look after in your area. And that has been my primary goal, to find out what people want. And that's why, if I'm successful in the election, I know a better idea of what's going on. Sorry, I can't read that. Okay. Yes, so I'll be confident that I will represent the people with the things that they want. And the key principle of a county councillor is Somerset first, division second, party last.
Well, that would be nice to hope for.
You have to sign an agreement. That's how you represent your community.
Right. And would you hope, were you to win the election, James, to perhaps hold regular surgeries in Wiveliscombe, being that it is one of the largest parts of your ward, the density?
I think if you're going to hold surgeries, then you have to hold them where the most demand. And if there turns out to be a demand in other areas, such as Wiveliscombe or Holts, Milverton or Holts, sure, then that's where I will try and go and beat the people.
Okay, well, good luck in the election and then the rest of the time before the election and the campaigning. Thank you very much for coming in this evening to talk to Ten Radio about your thoughts.
It was a pleasure.
Lovely to have met you. Thank you very much.
Ten Radio.
You've been listening to James Hunt and Pauline Homeshaw, and a very, very interesting first half an hour with the Conservatives. Thank you very much, James Hunt.
Elonga dolo diarabi.